Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Elise Sheehy.
In the United States, President Joe Biden has addressed the Democratic Party National Convention, urging delegates to back the party's new nominee, Kamala Harris. He said she would continue the kind of policies he had pursued and would never bow down to dictators. President Biden said the Democrats were in a battle for the very soul of America ahead of the November contest against Donald Trump. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
It was an emotional night for President Biden, introduced to the convention by his wife and daughter, dabbing tears from his eyes while the delegates cheered and chanted, "Thank you, Joe." But his speech was firm and strong, listing out his achievements over the past 3.5 years, sharing the credit with Kamala Harris, and urging delegates and the wider television audience to back her in the presidential election. He attacked Donald Trump, calling him crazy and a threat to democracy, and denounced him for having warm relations with Russia's President Putin. He said Kamala Harris will never bow down to dictators. He said protesters against the war in Gaza outside the convention centre had a point that too many people have died and the war must end now. He finished up by saying he'd made many mistakes in his political career, but he said he had given his best to America. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Chicago.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has assured him of support for a US proposal to bridge gaps to reach agreement on a ceasefire in Gaza. Mr. Blinken has also called on Hamas to support the proposals. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
Continuing his latest visit to the Middle East, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Egypt, one of the countries alongside Qatar and the United States pushing for a ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel. Mr. Blinken said yesterday that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had accepted a bridging proposal presented by Washington, as Secretary Blinken urged Hamas to do the same. Hamas has accused Washington of being overly optimistic that this latest proposal can succeed. Fears continue to grow internationally that this conflict could deepen and spread further amid potential reprisals against Israel from Iran and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah organization. Mr. Blinken said last night that every passing day without an agreement means intervening events can happen, which will make a ceasefire more difficult, if not impossible.
A 16-year-old boy who was charged in connection with the stabbing of an army chaplain in Galway last week is due in court today. He will appear via video link. The chaplain, Father Paul Murphy, was discharged from hospital yesterday after he underwent surgery following the multiple stabbing attack which occurred outside Renmore Barracks last Thursday. Rescue teams in Italy are preparing to resume a search for 6 missing people after a luxury yacht was struck by a violent storm off Sicily yesterday. The missing people are of British, American and Canadian nationality. The British technology tycoon Mike Lynch is reportedly among those missing. Mr. Lynch was born to a County Tipperary mother and a County Cork father. Josephine McKenna, who is a journalist based in Italy, has been explaining the difficulties being faced by rescuers.
The yacht is at a depth of around 50 metres and the firefighters say that the boat is intact. The main problem is that, of course, as it dropped, everything has shifted inside the vessel. The search was interrupted overnight. The firefighters said they had some difficulty getting access inside the yacht. The passageways are blocked by furnishings.
As the annual Connemara Pony Show gets underway in Clifton, organisers have announced the postponement of events later in the week due to adverse weather conditions. The news has caused upset and disappointment for both visitors and the local community. Thousands of people are due in Clifton for the festival, which showcases Connemara ponies on the international stage. Now it's emerged that all of the ridden classes on Thursday and Friday have been postponed. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Sunny spells and scattered showers today, most frequent in the west and north, becoming isolated later this afternoon. Highest temperatures of 14 to 18 degrees. And there's a warning that westerly winds will reach gale force for a time on Irish coastal waters from Rossin Point to Malinhead to Fairhead.